Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back to Drive, a Friday edition. Takes a little while to get into the lyrics on this one. Are you a Pink Floyd guy, Joe?
I am. Love Pink Floyd.
Goodbye Blue Sky from The Wall, the number 7 selling album of all time. We've counted down the top 20. Now we're at number 7 with Pink Floyd. Next week you'll hear Led Zeppelin, Billy Joel, The Eagles, Michael Jackson, and The Eagles. The Eagles have 2 of the top 3 for those of you keeping track at home.
Did you fudge that at all?
No. I'll tell you what. They sold about 32 million of those 2 of the greatest hits album. I probably bought about a million of them over the years.
Definitely one of the best concerts I've ever seen. I've only seen them once, but it was
here in Wichita.
It was remarkable.
They're good. Joanna, how many times have you seen the Eagles?
On TV or
That's a shame.
I'm sorry. I'm not
No, that's
but I'm
really
also
that's
not
a shame.
I'm sorry. I'm not a concert sort of a person. I apologize.
Now, do you want to share with the listeners
I don't know where he's going with
what
this.
Concert that you and I saw each other at here in the last few years?
Right.
Nobody would believe it, Joanna.
I know. The fact that Joe was there was pretty amazing. it was what was it? It was the 90s.
Yeah.
Something about the 90s, yeah. But it had Vanilla
Salt
Ice,
Pepper,
Salt and Pepper,
Vanilla.
Was amazing.
Well, that was a
Kid
good show.
Play, that was it.
Kid
was a great
play.
Show.
Yeah,
Kid and Play were amazing.
Show.
Kid and Play were.
Who was the guy we had on the show, Tom? From that
Coolio. I thought you had.
Yeah.
Did you have Coolio?
Coolio. And by the way, Joe Arra, Joanna Chadwick, the co-host today. Coolio was on the show. Promised Jeff backstage tickets. Okay, so Jeff's pretty pumped up about that. Gets in his car after the show, drives to Intrust Bank Arena, goes into the place and said, yeah, Coolio's left me tickets. And they're like, what? We were disappointed in Coolio.
I think he actually had a little problem with the law that evening after the concert,
I recall. I think you're right, yes.
Something about a loaded gun and
oh, my goodness.
But Coolio's still a classic performer. Maybe Jeff needed to be a little bit more pushy when he got there and demand his way to backstage.
Now, you guys, as we've talked about, are both educators. Does that keep you up to date on things like popular music and culture? Do you feel like you're in the loop, Joanna?
Okay, so this is one of my favorite things, is just they are all so horrified whenever I say anything that's slightly in their realm. Like, for instance, one kid asked me, do you think Blueface is good looking? Okay, at that point, I did not know who Blueface was, so I Googled him. He's actually good-looking without the grill and all the tats on his face, but whatever. I saw one of his videos, and my brain has been burned now because I've seen it, but it is what it is. My favorite thing, though, is their language. Like, when I tell them, when they tease me, I'm like, what, are you capping? And that throws them. They glare at me. They're like, you can't say that. That's really funny.
Now, Tommy, when you said their language, he put his finger on the button. We never know where that's going.
I really work to not cuss. Now, I worked in a sports department, though, for 20 years.
There were some men in that department who were vile.
Like you?
Never. Joe, what about you? Does it keep you young to be around these youngsters?
Without question, but I don't.
You don't partake
no,
in that.
I try to bring him over to my side a little bit more.
He's more high class than I am.
Yeah. Well, Joanna's, she's, what's, I don't know, what's the word, eclectic maybe, your musical taste. I was raised by some old hippies. I'm probably a little bit narrow in my focus with music, but no, definitely. You better be aware of what they're listening to. You better be aware. You don't want kids to have a full conversation in front of you and have no idea what they're talking about. That can get you in trouble. So, yeah, you got to keep up with the times if you're going to be in this business, no doubt about it.
Well, and one of my issues is that as the journalism teacher, we're producing a yearbook and a newspaper. And then we're going and kids are being quoted in the yearbook and the newspaper. And my whole goal is not to be talked about 20 years from now in a Supreme Court nomination hearing. That's my whole goal.
Yeah, so that would be a good goal.
So we had a senior quotes thing and a phrase came up, a two-word phrase came up. And I'm looking at that going, I have no idea what that means. So I Googled it. And yeah, I was really upset with what it was. Urban Dictionary told me what it was. And I asked my kids, it was a great learning moment. Do you know what this means? No. This is your job as editors to figure this out. So yeah, I mean, if I don't know what they're thinking and what they're doing, how can I stay on top of it?
Good point. 869-1240, if you want to get in with Joe Auer, the basketball coach at Heights, Joanna Chadwick, who teaches journalism and was at the Wichita Eagle for 20 years at the Wichita Eagle, or me, who was at the Wichita Eagle for almost 43 years and started in 1974. I've been retired from the Eagle for almost 2 years. That's unbelievable.
That's
to
crazy.
Me.
And you still only look like 45.
I know. I could easily walk into that place and
totally
sit down and get to work.
Well, and you know, I mean, the thing is, that's one thing I love about being a part of VIPE is just the opportunity to still know what's going on and to write. I love to write. And also for my kids who, you know, when they tell me, hey, have you seen this kid? Yeah, I know. I wrote about that kid. You know, that's kind of fun.
How scared should I be of this? And I'd like both of your answers. Because when you said I love to write, obviously I love to write. I did it forever. That's all I've ever done. But I don't miss it. And I'm having trouble right now rekindling the writing juices. They'll come back, I believe. I think that there's no question that they'll return. But right now, I'm just so caught up in being a clerical worker on League 42 pretty much that writing just not something I'm thinking about.
Okay, well, so how often are you writing?
Never.
Okay.
I write on Facebook.
Okay. So do you have a need to get back into writing?
Not that I feel at this
but
moment.
But do you know how healthy that is? I mean, how many people retire after a career of 43 years and are comfortable with where they are? Most people by this point are like, hold up, and I'm assuming that's where radio and League 42 help you, is you're still so busy that you don't even miss that.
Yeah, I haven't had time to really even miss anything. So League 42 keeps me extremely busy. It's obviously tremendously rewarding. And the writing thing will come back someday, I presume, but it's not something that's front and center right now.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that that's just a reflection of you've taken on new challenges. I mean, I hate to pump Bob up like this.
No, we're not here to do that.
Not that he needs it, but I think it's fantastic. I mean, the radio show is wonderful, and obviously League 42 is impacting so many lives in our community, and it takes a lot of your energy and time, and I just think that's a reflection of life, you know.
By the way, Joe, I'd love for you to come by sometime this season.
Okay.
We start Monday. We play through the end of June. Come out, have a hot dog.
I'll do that.
I tell this to our listeners all the time. I would love to see people just come out and observe for an hour or so. You don't have to hang out for two games or just come out, see what we're doing, look at our facilities. I'll show you around. I'll show you some of the plans we have to expand and do some things educational-wise that we think can really help us take off even more as an organization. So you've got the standing invitation.
I'll take you up on that, Bob. I'd love to do it. I probably should have already done that. So I'll take you up on that and make that happen.
All right. Well, I look forward to that. Joe Auer, Joanna Chadwick are with us. We are talking whatever we – listen, I'm just curious about these guys. Joe's won – you don't know. You don't have the number. How many, Joanna?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know
that. He knows. He knows how many games he's won.
You think he knows how many games he's won?
Come on. First of all, I have dealt with Joe Auer in a lot of years, also friends with the guy, okay? And he knows.
He knows how many games he's won. Yes.
First of all, he is the winningest coach in City League history. He knows. Tell us, Joe.
Joe, do you
I'm
know?
Thinking, I'm thinking right now.
Don't think right
I now. Do know. I do know, of course Bob. He knows. I do know because it comes up from time to time. But closing in on 400 is what I
Well, that's
say.
Not an I want an exact number.
Not enough. How about that?
380?
380, 381, 382.
So you could get the 400 with a good season next year. Potentially. I mean, it's
sure.
Yeah, it's mathematically possible.
Yes. 21 promised games. Yes.
Well, not anymore. Maybe not. What? Maybe it's only 20 games. You know, they're talking about the play-in game now, and you may not. Next year, they may. The 17 and 18 seeds may not get to play in the postseason next year.
Really?
Yeah. That's a change.
I
probably.
Liked the play-in.
Yeah, I think they're
the play-in game got Derby into that smoking whooping on Topeka.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was crazy.
That's one of the most ridiculous results of the year.
It made no sense.
But first of all, Derby was not as bad as their record.
No, I'm not saying they were bad. But
to whoop them, to have a running clock in the fourth quarter, I don't know if I ever told you this, but the funniest part about that whole thing was to watch the disconcerting conversation that was happening at the scorers table heading into the fourth quarter as they tried to figure out if there should be a running clock or not. And of course, in the postseason, there is a running clock in the fourth quarter if it's 30 or more. And they're like, no, it's because we're hosting. It's the host team gets to pick if it's going to be a running clock.
No,
that's not the way it works.
That shouldn't be how it works, for sure.
I can't recall in 30 years a first-round game between a one seed and an eight seed that went like that. You know, I mean, upsets happened, but that was – something happened. That team – had to have given up.
They
had a good squad this year.
They did. And, they were talented.
Derby was okay. They were young. We played Derby this year. They played us really tough in the first half.
I like their coach, Brett Flory.
Brett's a good man. He works extremely hard. Does a good job. But I've never seen anything like that.
I've never seen anything like that.
That's the quote that every coach in my lifetime has used to describe another coach. It's like they teach them that in coaching 101. He's a good guy. Works extremely hard.
He's a good family man as well.
There you go. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we will talk with Aubrey Sherrod, another Heights legend. We've loaded up the show with them today. First, Joe Auer and his 400 wins, and now Aubrey Sherrod, maybe the best pure shooter. Well, Fran Camp's there too, and Ross. But Aubrey Sherrod's in the discussion. He's our guest next on The Drive. Stay with us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!